Welcome to Eclad Chat. Eclad Chat. Streaming live to you from Eclad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. Eclad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. Eclad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to Eclad Chat, where we chat at big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. Today, my co-host Kaylin Burke is away, and so I'm on my own today. But she will be back with us next week for our regularly scheduled program. So I am going to be playing the co-host and the host, and so I will get right into our promotions for this week. So today, I wanted to let you guys know that we're still running our 4-plus-hour rental special, where you get one free hour for every 4-plus hours that you rent with us. So be sure to connect with us and get your holiday parties booked. I don't know if you guys have already booked your holiday parties or if you're in the midst of doing that. Eclad's Hidden Gem is the perfect location for something like that. So get in touch with us. We're located in Midtown East, and you can contact us here at 212-644-6445, or just hit us up on our via email, hiddengem@ecladshiddengem.com. Okay, so just to let you guys know that our lines are open for callers, so don't be shy. Call in with your questions. Our number here for you to call is 516. I know there's all these numbers. First, the number for the venue, now the number for the show. But the number for the show is 516-453-9170. Again, that number is 516-453-9170. And be sure to dial 1 to let us know. It's a prompt. So the one by you dialing 1, it'll let us know that you are on the line and you will have, you know, you have questions for us. Okay, so for the past 2 weeks or so, we've been promoting this giveaway that we have with Amrita Singh Jewelry. And so I wanted to let you guys know that, you know, the promotion is still going on. And it's a collaborative effort between Amrita Singh and Eclad Inc. or Eclad Chat. I have it on display right now in front of me for you Periscope viewers that's watching. And for you guys on Blog Talk Radio, you can hit us up on our website, eclad.com, or you can even go to Amrita Singh Jewelry.com and see the necklace there. It's the Davis necklace, again, by Amrita Singh. You have until November 26th to enter, so there's still time. So, you know, go on there. Go on to amritasingjewelry.com/y-clad. Again, it's amritasingh.com. /y-clad and sign up there, and also follow us on Instagram. Our handle is at eclad1, and also Amrita Singh Jewelry. Okay, so I want to recap our previous show, but I'm going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll have the recap as well as our interviewee for the day. Okay, guys, hold on 1 second. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at Eclad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. Eclad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. Eclad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Hey guys, I'm back, and so I'm going to just give you guys a quick recap of last week's show for you guys who didn't hear us or didn't have a chance to tune in. So on last week's show, we had the amazing Shatanya Ami with us here in our studio, giving us the 411 on the behind-the-scenes action of the Victoria's Secret show. So if you missed that, you should definitely go tune in and listen to it. It was actually a great show, phenomenal show. Then she gave us tips and tricks on achieving a polished and stylish fall look. And that was entertaining as well. So if you missed the show again, go ahead on tune into Blog Talk Radio /eClad Chat, and you can listen in there. And we'll have the full YouTube video on our YouTube channel by weekend, so you'll be able to see the full show there as well. So I am going to go right into the interview of the day. I'm so excited. I have Sanika Drake here with me. I'm just going to, give a little intro to her before we get into the interview. So, as I said, today we have founder of Lavish Lifestyle Concierge, Sanika Drake. And Lavish Lifestyle Concierge and Sanika Drake are based right here in the NYC, but she provides, her company provides event planning and concierge services all over the country. She is a veteran in the industry with 14 years under her belt of event planning and hospitality. And if that didn't indicate how super smart and talented she is also a contributing writer for the Harlem Times newspaper. So today we're chatting up the business of concierge or travel concierge and event planning. What exactly is travel concierge services, with the services that Sanika provides, and who is it for? How does it tie into event planning? So we're going to jump right in. So hi, Sanika.
Hello. I'm excited to be here.
Yay.
So thank you.
We've been kind of planning this for a while, so I'm so,
Yeah, we've been out on the phone more than we've actually, so finally today I'm excited to be here, and let's get into it.
So before we actually delve into like the serious questions, tell us a little bit about Sanika Drake and some personal things, what do you like to do in your free time and who you are as a person?
I love it. I'm a foodie. I probably eat too much. That's why when I was running here, I was like winded and out of breath. I'm coming here all disheveled. But anyhow, I love to go out to eat. I love to entertain in my home. You may have seen some of my pictures on social media of me having friends over and family over for dinner, and I just love to have a good time. Of course, I love traveling. That's my other passion. If I could live on an island, I probably would. And I would set up a little hut there and probably like have a little restaurant.
Is there an island of choice, maybe?
Turks and Caicos
now.
It's a match between Turks and Caicos and St. Barts, two of my favorite places to travel. Would love to retire there someday, but that's many years away. So, but other than that, I just love to have fun. I just love to go out. Go to the movies, go to museums, hang out with my friends. I'm an animal lover. I volunteer at the animal shelters when I can. So that's a little bit about me outside of planning events for clients.
Right. So she's a real person doing real things.
Yes, absolutely. In the flesh, yes.
Right?
Yes. I'm not sure which way I should be looking.
Try to be natural. Talk to me and then just kind of... I keep your body sort of faced to the camera.
Got it.
Okay.
Like, where am I?
Okay. And so also, we're live on Periscope, so you know.
Okay.
So, hi, Periscope viewers. I didn't even acknowledge you in the beginning, and I apologize. You guys, both on Blog Talk, on Periscope, if you have questions, go ahead and, let us know. And our cameraman and my husband behind the camera will let us know where your questions are.
I love it.
Okay, so give us a little bit of perspective on your professional bio. What makes you qualified, or just not even what makes you qualified? Tell us a little bit about your achievements, so that as we get into the whole interview process and the professional aspect of what we're going to talk about, people could kind of understand. Okay, you know what? She comes with
Well, I initially did not start out on the path of being a travel concierge, an event planner, even as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I never thought this day would be here. I actually thought I wanted to be a corporate lawyer. Mm-hmm. I briefly went to law school, and in the process, I realized that wasn't for me. Moved to LA, pursued acting, but I've always been the go-to person for what's the newest restaurant to open, or what's the newest hotel to open, right, or where should we go for dinner tonight? And I was always that go-to person, and people were like, I feel like I should be paying you for your services.
For your services.
And after a while, I was like, yeah, I feel like you should be paying me too. And I got into kind of hospitality because of that, and also I worked in the hotel industry. I worked in one four-star and one five-star hotel in Los Angeles in their sales and marketing department. So that kind of gave me an insider's view into what we could actually do in terms of being in the hotel business. Mm-hmm. So when I start reaching out to hotels now on the other side, I know the questions to ask and the people to speak to,
right,
in order to negotiate lower rates for my clients, because I know it can be done, because I used to be the person that would be on the other end,
mm-hmm,
and I would be one of the decision makers, or I would be that kind of middle person between the decision maker and the actual client that was calling in.
So, okay. Yeah. So that's great. So you have a bit of inside information as well as, you know, the opposite perspective. So you're coming with a whole package of
absolutely
stuff or information that can, you know.
So, yes. And
I was also
a hotel concierge here in New York when I first moved back to New York from Los Angeles. So I've had my hand kind of in the hotel industry as well as in the restaurant industry, working in sales and marketing, working as a event manager in a few restaurants here in the city. So I've kind of been a jack of all trades when it comes to hospitality, which makes me, in my opinion, more well-rounded and well-versed when it comes to recommending a particular hotel or recommending a particular restaurant based on the client's expressed interests and needs.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us, what exactly is travel concierge?
Well, I think the difference between what I do as a travel concierge and a travel agent, because people come to me and they're like, well, are you a travel agent? I'm like, no.
Right.
I'm not a travel agent. I do not book flights, and we don't do a lot of the things a travel agent does. But one thing we do that's different is we offer that personalized service. We are your point person before you go on the vacation. We're your point person while you're on the vacation. So we anticipate certain needs. Like if you're like, okay, I'm on a budget, for instance, I'm not going to put you in a hotel that requires a cab because I'm thinking about cab costs. You may not be thinking about the cost of cabs, but we're thinking about the cab costs. We're thinking about small little minute details that the client may not naturally think about. And we also truly personalize it to their taste. We don't just send you a laundry list of restaurants and say, hey, these are some popular places. We're like, okay, do you like party atmosphere? Do you like more conservative atmosphere?
Right.
What type of food do you like? Would you like scenic places? What do you actually enjoy? Versus a lot of hotels will just give you a list, because having been a hotel concierge myself, I will say we are, you know, concierge secret. A lot of times we have relationships with restaurants. And because of that, those restaurants will give us kickbacks. So we're more inclined to recommend that particular restaurant. Not saying that restaurant's not good, but we're more inclined to recommend it versus...
Because there's incentive.
Exactly.
Right.
So we don't have kickbacks from people. We truly do it to personalize your experience.
Right.
So
I like that. I think that's really interesting. So I'm going to kind of detour a little bit. So, you know, my husband and I, once upon a time, we used to love to travel. I mean, we still love to travel, but, you know, with our business, it's kind of tough now, right? So, but up to recently, we were thinking, okay, we may just kind of like do some kind of mini something.
Mm-hmm.
So in a situation like that, do I call my travel agent first, or do I call you, and then you will connect us with the travel agent, or like how does that work?
We don't work with travel agents. When people come to us, we handle your entire package. So in the sense that you're like, okay, we want to go to Jamaica, for instance.
Right.
Then you contact me and you tell me if you like a boutique property or if you want an all-inclusive hotel, and you tell me your budget, and then I reach out to the hotels that we have relationships with, because we specialize, I should have said this before, we specialize in properties within the Caribbean, Central America, and Mexico. Those are our three territories that we really work with. So we book the hotel for you. You tell us what hotel style you like.
Right.
We find the hotel that matches your personality, your budget, whether it's one that we already work with or one that we'll reach out to on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And then we go ahead, negotiate the rate, and then we book it. So we handle all of that. We handle all of your accommodations. Now, in terms of airfare, a lot of clients book their own airfare because...
Right, and that's what I was trying to... I was trying to differentiate so people could know, so you have to do this portion first, and then you come to, you know, Sonika or Lifestyle... I'm sorry, I'm losing it here.
Lavish Lifestyle.
Oh, my gosh.
I love
totally
it.
Totally just, like, went blank for a second.
No worries. But, you know, we could book your airfare, but one thing that I found over the years of doing this is travel agents nowadays are not getting better rates, honestly speaking, than what you could get on Expedia or Travelocity or any of those. You could go to any of the major travel agencies, and they'll tell you it's not like it was back in the day. They may get a 5% discount, but it's nothing in the sense of you go into a travel agency and you're paying $500 less than what you could book on Expedia. It's just not it. But in terms of the hotels, it is, because I have the personal relationships with either the hotel developers or the hotel directors in sales and marketing or the hotel directors of revenues. Mm-hmm. I have, or even in some cases, the hotel owners themselves. So because of those personal relationships, I'm able to negotiate better rates because we work in unison to both refer business to each other. So that's a little bit different than you just being another account through an Expedia. Or not saying there's anything wrong with Expedia by any means. Those are wonderful companies. But when you're dealing with larger companies, you don't get the personalized attention.
Right.
Like, I get to know my clients. I get to know their significant others and their tastes.
Right. And what their preferences are in terms of, you know, what they're looking for in a vacation experience.
Exactly. I truly get to personalize. I truly get to... Like, I have a client now that I'm planning a honeymoon for he and his wife, and they sent me a link to their whole wedding page, and I got to read about how you proposed, and I got to see pictures from the wedding, and things like that allow us to truly personalize the experience because I get a taste of their style.
Right.
And these are a couple that like to have fun. I've had other couples that are like, we just want peace and quiet.
Yeah.
We don't want the party atmosphere. These people, they want a party, so we'll find them a party atmosphere.
You gave us that scenario, and I love it. Okay, so tell us, then, you know, you gave, like I said, you just gave that one scenario. Who exactly would want this service, or who is it for? Because when you hear, in my mind, right, when I hear concierge service, I automatically think, what, this must cost, you know, some sort of astronomical fee. It must be, like, you know, who is this for?
Anyone that has a job,
right?
That has a 9-to-5 job, because one thing we do is we normally get rates that are 20-30% lower than what you could get on your own. So you could go on any of these major travel websites now and look, and then I could call that same hotel, and more than likely, I will get you a rate that's 20-30% lower than what you're able to get on your own. And mm-hmm. that is what people pay for. And it's not expensive. We charge a retainer, which is not very much, mm-hmm. and then we charge your $35 a day for your trip, per day. That's nothing.
Yes, in comparison I remember to us having this conversation.
Yeah, $35 a day, vacation day, and a small retainer fee.
Yeah.
And that's why we make it affordable for the average working person. We have celebrities that are making $1 million an episode on certain television shows, and then we have everyday folks, from school teachers to just working 9-to-5ers, that want to take a vacation, but they want to save money. Even some of my wealthy clients are like, you know what? I want to save money. My wife wants a new bag. Or I want to save money because we're buying a house. Or they just like the idea of, why pay more if you don't have to, when you could come to a company like mine that specializes in getting you a better rate and getting you just special perks. Like, some hotels that I've sent clients to will have a bottle of champagne in the room, a bottle of wine, or they'll give them a complimentary upgrade. I even had a client that went to Tuscany, and the owner of the villa that he and his wife stayed in took them up on his private helicopter and gave them a whole tour.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, things like that you don't get when you book through these larger travel sites or agencies, because they don't have the relationships like that.
Right.
You know, it saves you time, but at the same time, if you want a personal experience, and we even do itineraries. We'll give you, like, an overview of the best places to eat, shop, dine, whatever you want to do.
And what I love about that is because, like, for someone like me, it takes all the guesswork out. Like,
absolutely.
You know, when I think vacation, I want to start the vacation. So I feel like the process starts with just a smooth, you know, easy search, right. Easy just, you know, putting it together, just ease in like everything,
yes.
I feel like.
Absolutely.
And that's what I found so interesting about what you do because, you know, when you're so busy, it's so tough to like sit
yes.
there. You have like your laptop, your computer out, like you're trying
yes.
to do all these different things. And it comes to a point where you're like, okay, you know what? I don't have the time. So I'm just going to look for the best possible thing. And
right.
that's just going to be the
most. A lot
one.
Of people do it.
Right.
And the average from studies that I've done and studies that I've read about, the average person spends between 2 and 5 hours researching for a vacation.
Really?
Yes. Between 2 and 5 hours. And at the end, they become so frustrated.
That,
like you just said, to your point, they will just pick whatever at that point. And a lot of times, whatever, they get there and they're disappointed.
I was leading to that. Like, that's actually happened to us twice. Like, I think one of them were on Bookit.com. Oh, not to, I'm not.
I know.
I'm not saying anything negative about Bookit.com or any travel agency, but I'm just explaining the experience that we had when we went, you know, we booked this vacation. We couldn't figure out, you know, like, when we were comparing prices and stuff like that, there wasn't that much of a difference.
It's not.
And then, on top of there not being much of a price difference, when we were trying to compare amenities, it's like it was tough to really gauge it.
Right.
And then on top of that, my husband is like obsessed with reading comments and, you know, seeing what other people. So then, like, if you do that, then you will never go to any hotel in any destination.
No, you won't, because you become so frustrated. And for me, another thing that I should mention is that I travel to the hotels in which I recommend.
Oh.
So you're not blindly getting something. You're getting me going to the property or my assistant going and actually staying there and dining and walking around the neighborhood
oh, nice.
And experiencing the property. And then I could come back with an actual opinion and say, okay, I know my client's style and I definitely know my taste. I've stayed everywhere from 3-star to 5-star to 6-star properties, and I've had the gamut from the good, the bad, and the ugly, literally. And I could actually match it then to the client versus when you're looking on these travel websites. And TripAdvisor is one of my favorites. I will give TripAdvisor a shout out because they help to mold some of the properties that I go to look at
mm-hmm.
when I do go on vacation based on the reviews. And then I go and I can make an informed decision and say, okay, this may be a good fit for you, but this may not be a good fit for him based on X, Y, and Z. But I can at least tell you when you go, I can say, okay, you know what? Technically speaking, you're going to walk half a mile to get to the nearest restaurant.
Right.
You're going to definitely need a car. You're going to need this. You're going to need that. Stuff that you can't get when you're reading something
right.
on a hotel website. Stuff that you can't get unless you've actually experienced it. I've been to some islands where the people are so friendly. I've been to other islands where they seem like they hate to even get you a cup of water.
Yeah.
So things like that you don't get when you're reading a review.
No, absolutely. Especially
you know?
When you're trying to read a map and
yeah.
you can't read a map like me. And you don't know, you can't really
right.
tell the mileage and you don't understand
exactly.
what... Exactly. Yeah, so no, I think that's great.
So.
Okay, so, you know, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but I just want to kind of backtrack to
okay.
it. So we were talking about prices. I really want to kind of like go into it a little bit more because when I had time and I looked through your price menu.
Okay.
And I thought it was extremely affordable. And that's why I want to sort of venture into it so people
okay.
can understand, really, we're not just saying it's affordable.
No,
it's
truly
affordable.
Sometimes I wonder if I should raise my prices. But I try to keep them to where it's appealing to the average traveler
mm-hmm.
because the average traveler is already spending money, so why not help them out a little bit? And also we are a for-profit business, so of course we have to make money. But yeah, we charge a small retainer. It's normally as low as a $100 retainer
mm-hmm.
and then it's $35 per vacation day.
And
that's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that $35 per vacation day gives you access to you when necessary. If
correct.
There's an issue or non-issue, or if you just, like, you know, something comes up and you want to do something special. Or
right. That's our planning fee. That's what we charge. The retainer is just the upfront cost because, of course, we've had people that have contacted us and said, oh, yeah, we want to do X, Y, and Z. We
right.
start doing the work, and they turn around and don't use us, and we've lost money. So just like a lawyer
okay.
or any other service provider, you have an upfront retainer. So our retainer is $100 upfront.
Okay.
And then the planning fee for us researching, reaching out to the hotels, negotiating, being the point person before the vacation,
mm-hmm.
being the point person while you're on vacation for any questions or any issues that may arise, that's what the $35 per day goes into.
Okay. Okay.
So that's basically what we charge for our time and our service.
Okay.
And our relationships.
Okay, got it. So super affordable, guys. Super affordable.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, one second. Okay, so we're going to move into the events planning portion of what you've done or continue to do. So tell us about the most memorable event that you have planned maybe recently.
Well, the most memorable will be the Time Warner launch. They did a new incubator. It's called the Incubator 150 Launch. And it's basically digital engagement for the artists amongst Time Warner's channels. That's Warner Brothers, HBO, Turner. And I was the event producer for that event. So that was a huge accomplishment as a small business owner.
Okay.
And we did everything from brainstorming with the team at Time Warner to actually bringing the vision to life.
Yeah.
We had it in a loft down in Soho, and it was just amazing. We turned this plain loft into this experience.
Yeah.
Bringing in couches and all types of fun types of hors d'oeuvres and food, and we had this whole carnival theme for hors d'oeuvres that we turned an island in the room into, and I mean, it was just a fun event. So,
yeah.
I mean, we do events of that magnitude as well as 40th birthday parties, children's birthdays, corporate events where it's the end of the fiscal year corporate party and it's only like 40 people. We do events of all sizes and we work with all budgets within reason. I mean, obviously, if you tell me you have $100 and you want it to look like the Taj Mahal, that's not going to happen. But
if you have $100 and you were trying to put in an event, I'm not sure what you'll be able to do.
Yeah, unless it's like paper napkins. But outside of that, like, we really do try to work with all budgets. We really try to help people, and we also help people to manage their expectations, because the number one pet peeve of mine is when people say, oh, I don't, when I ask you, what's your budget? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the budget is. And I'm like, no, you do. Because if I were to tell you this is going to cost $20,000, you know if you are comfortable spending $20,000 or not. So you do have an idea
right.
in your head of a number. And in order for us to be helpful and to even take on a client, we need to have an idea of what type of budget you're working with. But again, we work with all budgets for the most part.
Yeah.
But we can't work a miracle if you really don't have a budget to work with.
No, of course, and that's important. I feel like that's important to know because, you know, the details are formed in the budget.
Absolutely. And I tell people that all the time, you know, because you have to manage someone's expectations. You have to explain to them, look, if we have this budget, we're going to do an amazing job, but you're not going to have four seasons if you don't have a four season budget.
That's right. Makes sense.
And we tell people that, and they either work with us or not, but at least we're honest. You could have some event professionals that will say, oh, yeah, we could do this and do that. And it's like, no, you can't.
Right.
Like, I'd rather, you know, over-deliver than
right.
to over-promise someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather tell them, okay, this is what it is, and then over-deliver than to tell them, hype it up and act like it's going to be amazing when we know we're only working with a limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Let's touch on, okay, so before you started your business, right, you were in event planning prior to, where did you begin?
No, I was in LA. I lived in LA for 8 years.
Okay.
And while in LA, I formed Lavish Lifestyles in 2007, and that was kind of stemming from a hobby.
Okay.
And when I was out there, I was pursuing acting because the whole law school.
No, I know you explained that whole
yeah.
thing. So the event planning, all that came into fruition all at the same time. Okay,
I should backtrack. Lavish Lifestyles started out as a concierge service, catering to married couples that men did not know what to plan, and we were the people that were kind of planning for them. And then we saw that that didn't appeal to a large enough market.
Right.
But one thing that did appeal to people were the travel. Everyone travels, whether you're, you know, married, single, gay, straight. People travel,
mm-hmm.
young and old. So that's the market that we segue into.
Okay.
But a lot of the clients wanted us to plan dinner parties. A lot of them were like, oh, you know, I want to do a wine tasting. I want to do this. I want to do that. And those same concierge clients became my event planning clients. And then that's when I said, okay, you know what? These are two markets that people are asking us to do things for. And that's how I got into the
event planning
portion of it. And now we just do travel concierge with the, like I said, the islands and the countries I mentioned. And the travel.
Nice. So it was like a fluid transition.
It really was. And now we continue to build here in New York. And
okay.
I've been blessed to have some of my event planning clients have been Time Warner, Fresh Direct, the grocer that everyone knows
oh, wow.
here.
Yeah.
I did their groundbreaking ceremony last December, actually, because they're moving to a larger facility. So it's been clients like that. And then again, it's been corporate clients. It's been mom and pops. It's been a
gamut. I think the mix, though, makes it fun.
It is. It's so much fun
yeah.
to work with so many different personalities and with different budgets. So
yeah. So we you know, deal with sort of the business aspect of events and fashion, that sort of thing, right? And so I just want to delve into the, just a little bit of, like, the business aspect and just and want to ask you. So when you came up with this concept, right, and for, like, young entrepreneurs out there that's trying to maybe start an event planning business or even a concierge business, what steps did Sonika take? I mean, so we know that you have this completely different background, which is not completely different because I feel like acting kind of falls into all what, you know, event planning and that kind of thing, because it really takes a personality. But anyway,
it does,
right? So what was the first thing that Sonika did when she decided this is what I'm going to do? This is what I want to do now.
Well, I would say you definitely read. I read and read and did a lot of research on starting a business. You incorporate, and that's something I did kind of in between the whole I don't want to be a lawyer thing, and I had a job in New York after college, and I was doing incorporations. So I feel like everything has led to the point of where I'm at now. I did incorporations for companies that I understood what an LLC was, an Inc. was, or a sole proprietorship was. And so, yeah, when I decided I wanted to start my business, I incorporated, I did research. I was grateful to have a mom that backed me financially and you know, was a silent partner, if you will, and giving me a nice amount of money to kind of start with. A lot of it, I will say, when you're a new business owner, you don't know what you're doing, you waste it. I had an office in LA, and one of the nicest parts of LA is a section called Century City for the first 2 years. I don't want to even mention how much the rent was. So, yes, that was a big mistake, because I realized in the digital age, people weren't coming to my office. I could count on one hand the time that people came. People were texting me, people were emailing, people were saying, let's meet for lunch, let's meet over a drink. I want to talk to you about planning this event. People were not coming to the office, and that was one of the biggest mistakes I made when I started my business. But you live and you learn. But I will say to anyone that wants to be an entrepreneur, you have to make sure 120,000% that you are passionate about it. Yeah. Because if you're not passionate about it, you are going to give up, because it is not easy. Like, I truly thought it was going to be something overnight where I was going to have a line of clients down the street, and it didn't happen that way. It's still been a constant.
Who does it happen like?
But people are disillusioned sometimes, and they think it's going to happen overnight. And I have been blessed. I mean, I've been blessed with some big name clients, as I've mentioned. I've been blessed with some celebrity clients that I won't mention right now, but for privacy issues. But I've been blessed with having business, but it's been that grind, that constant going out and getting the business.
Yeah.
So I just tell people, definitely you have to be passionate about it. If you're not passionate about it, you're not going to survive in this business, because you're going to want to give up. And when you want to give up, you just got to keep pushing.
Keep going through. Same thing with, you know, my business. It's the same thing. I mean, you know, we hit the floor running, and then we made a ton of mistakes and more mistakes and more mistakes.
Absolutely. That's the life. That's the life of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You live and you learn, but, you know.
Absolutely.
It's rewarding, though. Don't get discouraged.
In the end. Yes, of course not. I agree. Okay, so, you know, so you started this new business.
Right.
How long would you say it took before you actually see it turn? You know, like, and you know what I mean when I say turn? Like, actually, you know, started to turn a profit, start to see things really kind of connecting.
I would say probably it's been up and down, but I want to say really probably around the third year.
Okay.
Third or fourth year. But the thing is, when I first started my business, I was so fortunate to have had a huge launch party in Los Angeles. I had Jillian Barbary. She's a news anchor on Good Day LA. She co-hosted my launch party with me, so that bought out Fox and other news outlets. So that kind of gave me
an edge, an advantage.
So it kind of was good, and then it kind of plateaued. And then it was up and down, because I would get hits of good clients here and there, and then it would plateau again, and then it's truly been a ride. Maybe that's why I love the ocean, because I would say over the years it's been the up and down. It's truly been kind of a steady grow, then down and up and down. I mean, even with being blessed with Fresh Direct and Time Warner here in New York, two of my biggest clients that I've had, corporate clients I should say, since I've moved back to New York 3.5 years ago.
Oh, nice.
So I've been back here 3.5 years and continuing to build and have more clients here. But yeah, it's amazing though.
What's the difference between California and New York in terms of, you know, the events and stuff that you're doing?
More corporate and more. I have more regular 9-to-5 clients here in New York. In LA, I had majority were entertainment related, whether they were an actor or they worked in the entertainment business. So that was kind of the difference.
So is the events portion of what you do anything like concierge in terms of, do you guys do events you know, well, not necessarily globally, but on a national level, like statewide or
something? Wherever the client needs us to be. Find the venue, we get the catering, we get the performers, we do the lighting, we do from nuts to bolts. We sit down with the client, we go over their budget, we go over what they are looking to do, what their vision is, and we truly execute. We do everything from A to Z. And we're, of course, there during the entire event as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So before we go, there's like a series of questions that I ask all the people in our hot seat.
I love it. Sure. Bring it on.
Okay. So I asked you earlier about the most memorable event that you performed or you did, right? Is there a memorable event, I'm like missing a syllable, that you went to that maybe someone else put together that just really sticks out in your mind? You're like, wow, either the food was like, you know, something about that event that just kind of sticks out to you.
Well, I will say, living in LA, I became spoiled. I can't really even pinpoint one in particular event, but I did have the privilege of going to some amazing, amazing mansion parties, amazing homes. I mean, I've seen everything from angels to mermaids in a pool to all types of things you would have never imagined. So I'm kind of a little jaded. When I moved back to New York, I'm like, where are these events? Like, they're... So that kind of gave me ideas. But yeah, LA, the events I've seen in LA, I mean, the production in and of itself was amazing.
Yeah.
So I can't really pinpoint one. It's been so many.
There's so many.
I lived in LA for 8 years, and I used to go to so many amazing charity events and various celebrity-driven events that I've seen it all, from dog fashion shows to causes for children to, I mean, just full-scale production, because it is the entertainment capital of the world. So, yeah, that's kind of...
We'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Okay, so what are three jewelry and accessory items that you think every woman should have, like the essential something that a woman should have?
Definitely a nice handbag.
Okay.
Definitely a nice handbag, because
so
I don't care, even when I'm wearing jeans and leggings and just looking bummy or going to the gym, I still have a nice leather handbag.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite designers is Prada. In terms of jewelry, David Yurman. Hands down, I love David Yurman because it's so classic.
Yeah.
But it's just something about classic. That's my style more. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm not overly trendy, and David Ehrman to me is just me. It's just me. I would say a handbag, David Ehrman jewelry, and a nice watch.
Okay.
A nice watch.
I'm in agreement with two of the three.
Yeah, the handbag and then what, the David Ehrman?
I watch two.
Yeah.
Watch, okay, so maybe all three. Okay, so are you a lipstick or a lip gloss girl?
Lip gloss, MAC. I'm a MAC girl.
You're a MAC
I've been
girl.
Wearing MAC since I was 17, so yeah, I'm not going to change now that as I get older. I'm still with MAC. Yeah, I love MAC. Shout out to MAC. Yeah. So.
Okay, so we already touched your favorite. I'm assuming, you know, that was your favorite jewelry designer,
yes.
So I won't go back there. So, okay, if people wanted to get in touch with Sonika Drake, how would they do that? Whether it's for the concierge services or your event planning services?
My website, lavishlifestylesla.com. It's www.lavishlifestylesla.com. And all my information's on there. Email us, call us. You can check out some of the photos of places we've traveled to, the events we've done, and we'll be there to help you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Your time.
This was fun.
I know. It went by so quickly.
I know. I'm like, I feel like I just sit here and...
And keep talking.
Yeah, exactly. The rest of the evening. Lovely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. And so, guys, I'm going to take a quick break. And when I return, I'll have the news and events for you in the next 30 seconds.
Eclat is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclat. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Okay, guys, I am back. And so I'm back with the designer feature of the day. Okay, so today, I don't know if you guys can see on Periscope, but I am wearing the Tabor Cuff. It's by Brave Leather. It's actually my favorite piece. I wear it every single day. Sometimes I forget to take it off, and I've even showered with it. I've had it for the past 5-6 years, and I feel like the more that I wear it, it's the better it looks, and I get so many compliments on it. It's a very casual look, but generally I'm a very casual person, I feel like. Okay, so again, it's soft Italian leather. It's a soft Italian leather cuff with solid metal accents that are in silver and gold, as you can see. It has these beautiful clasps on the back that is also gold, so it gives such a sleek look. And it's beautifully handcrafted, as all of our pieces at Eclad. And you can find it right on our website or here in our store, or head over again to www.eclad.com, y-clad.com. Okay, and so we're going to jump right into the news. Okay, so Mary Claire has announced the appointment of Hannah Moore as acting executive fashion director effective November 30th, covering Tanya Phillipson's maternity leave. Hannah will work with the fashion and advertising teams to deliver fashion content across all of the brand's platforms. Also in news, Condé Nast will cease publication of its men lifestyle publication Details with the December-January issue, according to published reports. So the magazine, which was founded as a downtown culture magazine in 1982, was bought by Condé Nast in 1987 and given a major relaunch in 2000. The magazine's focus is on young male consumers in their 20s and 30s and regularly features leading celebrities and athletes on its covers, including Robert Downey Jr., Alex Rodriguez, I can't pronounce that, and Christian Bale. According to reports, the magazine's founding editor-in-chief, Dan Perez, is leaving the company, as is chief revenue officer, Drew Schrute. It is unclear how many of the magazine's other staffers will remain at Condé Nast. The move is among the latest restructurings at Condé Nast. We've previously talked about this, I think maybe a couple episodes ago, which has included the departure of 7 key staffers from men's magazine GQ. Reports also indicate that the company will likely turn another men's publication, GQ Style, into a quarterly. Details.com will remain online for now, and it is expected to eventually merge into GQ.com. Now, Saks Fifth Avenue will open 2 full-line Saks Fifth Avenue stores in Toronto, Canada in February. We thought that was newsworthy, so we're letting you know. Okay, New York's Fifth Avenue is the most expensive retail street in the world. As if we didn't know, but it really is. Okay, with rents rising to $3,500 per square foot. And I said $3,500 per square foot. 3.6% increase within last year's rents, according to Cushman and Wakefield's Main Streets Across the World report. This report tracks over 500 of the top retail streets around the globe, ranking them by their prime rental value. So New York is number one. Also in retail news, and our final news item, this was actually slated to be discussed last week, but we ran out of time, and so we couldn't bring this up. And I just felt it was so newsworthy that I had to talk about it here today. So for those of you who may not know, Groupon is currently running a deal for clip-on man buns. Yes, I said clip-on man buns. For the low cost of $9.99, you can own a finely combed dome of hair to pin atop your own hair. Yes, men. For you men that have like the little stragglies and you're trying to put in a ponytail, Groupon has the mane you can clip on. The buns come in 3 colors: brown, black, and blonde. We'll post full details on our website for all those who are interested. So, Okay, and so I lied. There's one more piece of information here. Movado has announced that it is debuting two new smartwatch collections with two separate technology partners. The Simply Intelligent Movado Motion collection comprises six pieces and features, full power technologies, motion activity monitoring technology. The analog watches are called the Museum Sport for him and the Bellina for her. Prices start at $995. And there's the Movado Bold Motion in collaboration with HP, which offers phone, text, and calendar notifications in addition to activity monitoring. This watch will be offered in two unisex styles as well, with notifications served through haptic feedback. Prices start at $695, a little bit more affordable. The Simply Intelligent Movado Motion pieces are available now, and the Movado Bold Motion pieces will be available in time for the holidays. So I know that we've run out of time, and we have like a long list of events to share with you. We'll just post it on our website, and you can see what's happening this week and next week for the must-attend events for the weeks coming. All right, guys, so I'm going to say my goodbyes just really quickly. On next week's episode of eClad Chat, author Nicole Delacroix, author of Sexual Confessional, Confidential Admissions from Social Media, will be chatting it up with us. It's going to be a very interesting show. Our show is going to be entitled Sex and Social Media. Does sex really sell? Who knows? I think so. For our topic of next week's show. Also, as an FYI, next week's show will not be live. We will pre-record it, and we will have it on Wednesday as usual, but it will be pre-recorded because it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So make sure you still tune in to the show. And on Wednesday, same time, same place, 7 o'clock, as you know, Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, eClad Chat. Thank you guys for joining me today. Kaylin will be back with me next week. I know you guys missed her, and it was probably tough listening to me go through all this stuff without my sidekick here by my side, but it's okay. She returns, like I said, next week. And so we will catch you next week. Remember, guys, love life and wear it well. Have a good night.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.